So 40. So I'm gonna say 40. Okay, we started at 40. Okay. So 310 ish. We should get it. Okay. Ready? Hello and welcome to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. I really love the way that sounds. It has a nice ring to it because when God gave that to me, it just reminded me of how powerful our words are. And so when I speak those words, you know, over myself on this podcast or in person when I am engaging with people, I'm just reminding them, like, listen, you have words that stand out to you. Why not speak those words over your life so that you can prepare yourself for the day that you want to see? Because we can cultivate, you know, whatever day we want. You know, if you want a day of negativity, you have that right. But if you want a day of productivity, it's all about how you command your day. And I like to command my day with peace because I like to consider myself a peacemaker. And the one way that I am sustained by this peace is I'm able to see the outcomes I have when I'm a free thinker. And so if I start a day and I'm bottled down and I wake up and I have yesterday's thoughts on today's brain, I was like, oh, you didn't go in really, honey, with that prayer because you unknowingly left some residue and some stains on your mind and you're going to be, less effective. And I'm a person, I don't like to be ineffective. And so because I really don't know what the needs are that day. And most times when I'm at my lowest or I don't feel my best, that's when I get the biggest hug from a student and they give a compliment and they're just telling me, hey, I remember your conversation on yesterday. I'm working on this, Miss Honey, and I'm doing these and I'm putting these things in action. And I'm looking at them, you know, being the light that I need to see. And they're reflecting back to me my image. My borrowed image. And I'm like, wow, that looks good on you. So let me go back and, you know, rub off this worry. Let me rub off this fear. Let me rub off this doubt so that I can, you know, share your countenance because I want to make sure that I am exemplifying what it looks like to be a child of God. It is the best feeling in the world to wake up and, you know, be a Christ follower because I inherit certain benefits that other people don't have. And I want those things to be distinctive when distinctive qualities and characteristics that people get to enjoy. So as they're contemplating on, you know, do I want to trust in God? Do I want to, you know, humble myself? Do I want to, you know, let go of all of my waywardness. I, as it is a struggle in their mind, in their heart, I want them to turn to me and be like, listen, this woman is having herself a good time. And I know that her life is not perfect by how she shares, how she's being perfected in different areas. And so I don't just want to be a peacemaker for myself. I want to really show one of the best attributes of God, which is peace. Because think about this. God is able to make peace be still in a chaotic world. In a world full of darkness, shame, and abuse, you can be a child of God and still have peace. That's unheard of. Like, not only is God is love, God is peace. And those descriptive words, they mean a lot to me because I don't know how to be peaceful by myself. Because when I'm left alone and I'm apart from God, you know, I can overanalyze things in my mind. I could be a people pleaser, and people pleasing, it creates this wear and tear on your body like never before. And so I'm grateful that I've been delivered from that. And I know that's just a constant cycle of letting go and letting God in some type of way that I release so that I can receive more peace. But I'm here to really break down this woman of God that you are so gracious to allow me to be in your ear. I'm so humbled by that. And I want to make sure that you just don't hear my heart. I want you to really point out the fruit of the Spirit. And one of those fruit of the Spirit is peace. Now, the reason I wanted to pull out and extract that fruit of the Spirit, because I know that a lot of people are absent of that quality. And if you don't have peace and you're trying to build, how can you build without a sound mind? That's hard to do because you have to be in good health. And I mean balanced in your physical, your emotional and spiritual state so that you can be creative and to spark your imagination so that you can do the things that you know you need to do. But first, let's start, you know, from a peaceful state. Because when you're peaceful, you don't even think about being destructive or chaotic. You don't think about self-harming or these suicidal thoughts because you are in a place. I see peace, being peaceful, as a you're in a place of acceptance. You accepting yourself right where you are. You are content. And in that contentment, you know where you need to be and where you're headed, but you also have grace and you have positive words and positive thoughts, you know, about yourself in where you are now. And when you're at peace with yourself, you don't have to compete with anyone because you know that you're being completed. And when you're going through that completion process, you only know that you're going through your course of self-mastery. And so the world around you, the noise level decreases as God increases. We talked about that on a podcast episode, so that God can deposit peace in your temple. Now, you want this exchange because this is the best exchange that you can have. This is a love offering that God is giving you. He's saying, listen, I've searched all over. I found a thing that you're missing. And the one thing you're missing is peace. Because if you have peace, then you can speak in a gentle tone. So that fixes your tone. You can be good and not hateful. So that fixes your attitude. So you can have love that fix that broken heart. You can have joy. So that fix the problem of trying to grab a hold of everything to make yourself be happy. It's not a false happiness. Joy comes from within. Joy is this light that people see. You're delighted to be who you are. And then you have this kindness for yourself. And that kindness births self-awareness. And then you become so faithful that you become disciplined. And that discipline becomes consistency. And then, you know, you have self-control. And that self-control, you know, builds up your self-worthiness and your confidence. All of these are fruit of the Spirit. And so for every action is a reaction. Because I have peace, I am able to attract peaceful people into my life. So you also benefit from other peacemakers. You benefit from joyful people entering into your life, loving people, kind people, gentle people, good people, you know, other people with self-control. And you're able to be sustained in your development because you have other people reflecting back to you who you are or who you will become. And so you have to be at peace with yourself and say, I accept my story. I accept that I was broken. I accept that I was wayward. I accept that I may not be the best wife yet. I may not be the best girlfriend yet. I may not be the best teacher yet. I may not be the best leader yet. I'm at peace with this, not because I want to stay here. I'm at peace with this because it just makes me so excited when I know that there is more to come for me. And when you know that there is more for you, you will sit by the still waters to be restored. Because you know that God is only restoring you for righteousness' sake. He's not having you face all of those traumas. He's not having you face, you know, the cycle of relationships, you know, just to see how you're a repeat offender of, you know, of hiding your hands and throwing stones at people. And so God lets you let go of that offense of every time is always someone else hurting you. You know, because what I'm learning on this journey is the more I let go, the more I increase. So on the podcast episode, it says God must increase, but I must decrease. Listen, it's a lot of work, but I promise you, the people that inspire you are aspiring to be a better version of themselves. So you could either join that process or reject that teaching. But guess what? You will not reach that level of magnitude without peace. Because I'm only telling you the things that I know to be true. I know that when people are standing in a storm and it's brewing and they see those waters and God has that water stirring up, and they're like, ah, it's crazy here. Someone save me. And then you turn over to your brother or sister and they're in the same storm you in and they're just peaceful. It's aggravating to see that person be peaceful. It's aggravating to see peace be still. But guess what? All of those hardships that they went through, it prepared them for that storm. And so you can have your pity party. You can do all the guilt tripping you want to do, but it's ineffective. So, you know, let's face our problems. Let's face what's before us, because what's before us is only things that's been behind us. And then when we start facing what's the past things, we can see the present. It becomes more clear that, wow, the whole time God had a plan for me. But you can't see God's plan. You can't see the peace in the moment because it's decluttered by the junk of your past. And I know it's so easy for us not to address trauma or not to address, you know, the things that keep popping up in our minds, but we have to address them. Because when it's time to start a new day, we start our day with new garments. We start our day with hygiene, with cleaning and cleansing ourselves. The same thing should happen internally. We can't keep taking, you know, these bodies that have so much toxins inside of it and all this toxicity and present it to the day that we're in this present day and say, well, listen, I'm showing up to be my best self. No, you're not. You're just raggedy and busty. And the reason that you're that way is because you have a lot of things, a lot of skeletons in your closet. And instead of releasing those skeletons and say, hey, man, this drug addiction is whooping my butt. You know, I thought that I could handle, you know, God having and seeing the best in me where I'm at, where I am, and he could use me broken. But just think about if your Lord and Savior was like that. If they had pictures of Jesus with a black eye and he was just bruised for our iniquities. And then Jesus didn't get up. People are like, oh, see, that faith stuff don't work. Ah, oh, see, I'm going to let go of that Christianity. Why? Because people want something they could put their hope in. And not just people. So do you. You want someone that says that I am dependable, I can be trusted, and that I will lay my life down and show you and present to you a new version of self, because I want you to honor yourself in such a way to say that I will get out of my own way as if it was a luxury to do so. Because guess what? No one else has to live in your mind. That's what I love about life. You can be as hateful as you want to be. You could be as prideful as you want to be. You could be as egotistical as you want to be. But you have to live with the repercussions of that thought process. And if you like it there, love it there. But I know that you reap what you have sown into the atmosphere. And the only way to shift that atmosphere is to humble yourself and say, God, I need you to lead me, you know, in the green pastures. I need to be restored. You know, I need righteousness. I need to have a moral compass. Why? Because I don't want to be in my storm and look at those peacemakers and see them being blessed in a storm. You know, and I see that they're children of God. But God, maybe I didn't want that for myself. But guys, I don't know what else is better than being proud of who you are. That brings you to a level of peace that's better than a car, that's better than a house, that's better than relationships. Because when you know who you are, you get to see how God sees you. And when you are able to reap good things in your life, it brings a level of satisfaction that's guaranteed. And I've learned in my journey that when you know who you are, you can give more of who you are, and you can share that the king is coming by you shining your light in darkness. But I understand that God is coming to recover all. And my pastor, I just claimed him as my pastor, but this church I've been attending, his message was that God is coming to spiritually recover us so that we can reign in God's glory. Now, do you want to be a king and queen that's easily angered? Do you want to be a king and queen that's absent of peace? Or would you rather be a king, a king or queen that has, you know, a peace inside of your mind and your heart, so that when you're ruling and it's God is stewarding your gifts and he has that true rulership over your life, you can appreciate the views that God is showing you, and you can enjoy what God has for you because you know that you put so much work in to be peaceful with hateful people. And so, you know, I come in contact with people that are disturbed. I come in contact with people that don't know who they are. They don't know who they are yet. And I'm telling you, that's taxing. When people don't want to accept their kingdom-like identity, but they need help from light. And I'm just like, listen, you have to stop rejecting the message. Because the message is not going to change. God is not a God that he shall lie. God is a God that's black and white. What he says is what he stands on, and what he stands on is what he means. Because God can't even be associated with evil. He can't even be tempted. He can't even be tempted by it. Neither does he tempt any man. Because that's not his nature. So if God is peaceful, we must be peaceful, or you're going to, you know, suffer with night terrors. How are you going to really know how to find peace with that ADHD? How are you going to find peace with that bipolar diagnosis? It's when you get peace that identity is only a portion of who you are, but it's not all of who you are. And a man can tell you, well, you're not this ADHD diagnosis, but you're not hearing that. All you can see, you going to bathe in that diagnosis. All you can hear is, oh, I'm different. I wish my brain was this way. But no, that's the thing that God is going to use that's going to set you apart. So I'm so glad that I found a benefit of peace. Because I see so many people that when I'm walking past them, that they're okay with being rejected. They're okay with being lonely. They're okay with being depressed. They're okay with being abused mentally, physically, and emotionally. And I'm like, but why? When there's another option for you, please, people, explore a better way of thinking, a better way of living, a better way of receiving, you know, your inheritance while you're here on earth. Don't wait to die for all of your problems to go away. Because guess what? God is not going to take you anywhere before your death date. And so you're going to have to sit with that mess, and so that your mess can become a message, because you deserve it. No one is excluded from this hard work. It's still hard work when you're a peacemaker, because everything in the world is trying to strip away your peace. And then you have to add more practices on top of that discipline. And then you have to pray a little bit more, and you have to be in your word a little bit more. You have to fast a little bit more. But it's worth it. Because when you find your worthiness, you will do anything to be kept by the Lord thy God. And I truly love you all. And I wish that we could trade places and allow you to feel what it feels like. You would never want to go live in a tormented body. You would want to be in a body that's, you know, demon possessed, and where you know, you're in a body where you allow abuse to happen again and again, you wouldn't do that to yourself. Not after feeling what freedom feels like. You will slow down and say that I'm deserving of this feeling. And I'm telling you, if you want exposure of what peace feels like, read your word. There is no ADHD that can get in the way. There's no bipolar disease or diagnosis that can get in the way, because everything on earth has to bow to that word of God. Because we weren't created with all of these diseases. That's not how it started in the Garden of Eden. It's just it's in result of a fallen world. So I'm here to, you know, stand on alongside of you on your walk. But I do want you to know that some of the things that I'm throwing your way, I don't want you to toss it in the trash, because guess what? Peace is what you're going to need. On the previous podcast, I told you that we have some tough times ahead. It's the reason why God has me talking about peace and being a peacemaker. Because there's going to be some cries to heaven and say, Lord, why? And he was like, I sent a sound. I sent a word to prepare you for what we have to come. And guys, I want us all to be prepared. I want us all to say, I will have my house in order. I will willingly allow God to prepare the way for my household. Because, you know, I don't want to lose face in front of my children. I don't want to lose face in front of my job and say, listen, I'm afraid. I'm afraid for the times that we're in. You know, I'm in a school where I've never seen behaviors like this. And if God's saying he's sending out a warning that things will heighten, behaviors will increase, the thirst for power and authority will increase, darkness will come on the earth, and we will really see how dark darkness is. You need to grab a hold of some peace when you're in that storm. Because mama can't do it for you. Daddy can't do it for you. You got to have that peace be internal. That peace has to be inside of your spirit, man. And when you have peace, you know that you're leading with your spirit, man. But when you have confusion and chaos standing tall, then that means you are being led by your body. You're being led by your flesh, by your lust, by your desires. And your spirit is quiet. But see, your spirit has to have rulership over your body so that your spirit can communicate with your soul, which is your emotions, which is your wisdom, your logic. That, hey, no, this is the way we're moving. So then your soul can communicate that to your flesh, and your flesh moves because your mind and your intellect, your brain helps you carry out functions. But see, that spirit speaks to your heart. Because everything flows from your heart. So whatever your heart is communicating to your brain, that's what's flowing through your soul. And then that's what your soul is communicating to your flesh. And so that's why you're acting and behaving the way you do. It's because your body is just this science to is showing the world of how you take care of yourself. So when you are peaceful, I know that you are taking great care of yourself. And you can tell when someone has given up. And when someone is truly peaceful, that's a different presence. So I'm only presenting to you that greater is he that's in us. So Let that come forth. Because if you do it backwards and you allow your flesh to speak to your soul, your spirit is going to be quiet, because God is decent and in order. He is not going to compete with your flesh. He is not going to compete with a worldly system. God is too holy to be bowing down to his creation. We are created beings. So if you want God's attention, then you need to cultivate a prayer life and ask God for peace. And I'm telling you, when you ask God for peace to be a peacemaker, then you're asking God for relationship. You're asking God to come closer to you. And when God comes closer to you, don't fret not. But guess what? Shame, guilt, despair is going to fall off of you, because that stuff is not real. It's created in the worldly system. It's not real. Because we have power over everything. But the only way to walk in that dominance is when we are being led by the Spirit. So I want all of us to join me on this journey. And I know that God say many are called, but a few are chosen. So only a few would be out here sharing God's good light. But I know that I have shared the Holy Spirit's insights. So join me if you will, if you want to be a peacemaker, because God says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are called the sons of God. And it is my honor to be a child of God. I am God's very own queen, lady, honey, here to carry out God's command as his kingdom ambassador. I'm so excited to be one of the few. I want to thank the Holy Spirit for being my partner, being my leader, being my companion. And in closing, I always like to freestyle to tell God that I lay my life down to him. So let's begin with that. Father, this is perfect timing. I'm at the end of me, and I only can see light reflecting back to me. So that lets me know that I am the woman in the mirror. And so, God, I have my sights set on you. And so, God, I thank you for reflecting God's image in this moment. In the present, I am a child of God. And so, God, I just deposit nothing but love, hope, joy, into the ears, hearts, and minds of the troubled beings, the people that have never heard of a peacemaker, people that have been separated from your presence since the Garden of Eden. But God, I believe that we can come in agreement again, that my eyes can see your glory spread and far and wide and saturate the earth, and that we will hear your anointing in the silence, because the silence will be so loud when we are admiring us all being peacemakers. So in this moment, as they listen to me, I decree and declare that peace will be still. And let them rest in your stillness, because you are the Father, the keeper of men. Guys, thank you for tuning in. I am God's very own Queen Lady Honey, asking you to stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.